Aid officials say they dispatched investigators to the village in rebel-held territory when it was reported that bombs had been dropped on an orphanage. UN spokesperson Orla Clinton says the agency is still gathering information about the incident in collaboration with international ceasefire monitors from the Sri Lanka monitoring mission. The orphanage was evacuated before recent hostilities erupted, but Clinton says it was being used by another group of young people.
What we know at the moment is that these seem to have been students between 16 and 18, A-level students from the Kilinochi and Mulativu areas who were on a two-day training course in first aid.
Investigators say it appears that the facility was bombed by Kiefer jets used by the Sri Lankan Air Force.
Apparently, four Kiefers, according to SLMM, dropped bombs on the center where they were.
The incident was first reported on a pro-rebel webpage, TamilNet, which accused the government of deliberately dropping bombs on the facility. It lists the number killed at more than 60. Sri Lankan military officials have denied responsibility for the incident. The head of Sri Lanka's peace secretariat, Palitha Kahona, warned that the rebels may be trying to distract attention from battlefield losses.
Now when they are getting beaten back, they have started as usual, and this fits into a pattern. A campaign of disinformation and trying to turn the tide by appealing to the heartstrings of the public.
The government and Tamil Tiger rebels have engaged in nearly 3 weeks of clashes. The violence threatens to plunge the country back into civil war, which first began in 1983 when the rebels demanded independence for the ethnic Tamil minority. Meanwhile, 7 people were killed in the capital, Colombo, in a blast directed at the Pakistani ambassador. Some officials have said a Claymore mine was detonated beneath his motorcade, while others say a 3-wheeler taxi had been packed with explosives. Officials blame the attack on the Tamil Tigers, who may be angry that Pakistan supplies arms to the Sri Lankan government. The ambassador escaped serious injury. The rebel group is a State Department-designated terrorist organization. Patricia Noonan, VOA News, New Delhi.